I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion,
I'm gonna scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll continue to inform you. We'll track Helene. We've got other big headlines and stories we're following as well. So don't go anywhere. Right now, though, it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. And Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. You know, voting for the president, that's going to be the easy decision. It's Trump all the way. But I've been dissecting these amendments, and looking at Amendment 3, the commercial says that if you vote yes, you will no longer be able to plant marijuana in your yards or your fields. And I'm a little frustrated because I didn't get that memo. I didn't think we were ever allowed to plant marijuana in our yard. So maybe you guys can clarify that one for me.
Wow.
Man, buds the size of toasters. Now, they're trying to explain. The verbiage is probably terrible, but apparently it's written in such a way that, a big company or two will have huge control over this. It's not going to be a mom and pop type thing. That's my basic understanding. We're going to dig deeper into them as we get a little bit closer.
Actually, Wilton Simpson's going to be on later. I'll bet he could really clarify that.
Well, there you go.
See?
Because he's into ag.
See?
If anybody could grow some, monster buds, it would be. No, I don't think he's
thought
for
about it.
It
that way.
I don't think he's all in on that.
I don't think so, no.
Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
I know we're supposed to talk about the hurricane, but something that the progressive media is doing, one of their old tricks I wanted to talk about. Here's what they do. They'll come out with an announcement. Kamala Harris said the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And then they'll come out and say President Trump, or former President Trump, claimed that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between somebody claiming something and somebody saying something, and it's a trick that they're using more and more to try to cover up for Kamala's, lack of communication skills. And at the same time, they use it as a trick against Trump to make him look bad. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, it is. It has to do with credibility.
Sure.
They lean toward credibility, taking her word for it. But then when Trump says it, it's claimed. I get exactly what you're talking about, and I've seen that.
Well, and they're also going to fact check Donald Trump on it just to make sure.
Well, then they'll find out that the sun doesn't either rise or set. We rotate around the.
See, so they'll say he was wrong.
Left, there you go, but not Kamala. You're right. That's exactly what they'll do.
We figured it out right here.
All right, last chance. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Rick. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the gas prices going down the past couple months here. What happened to this 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, it's, it's kind of famous in an election year that, all of a sudden, things are affordable like that. Yeah, it's very frustrating. Look, make no mistake about it. No matter what Kamala says, she is against fossil fuels. She is against fracking. Mm-hmm. She'll push us even further toward the EVs and the battery operated crap that we'll have to buy from China. She is no friend to American consumers, for sure, and absolutely a total enemy of the energy industry, specifically gas and oil.
And we're dropping that interest rate half a point between now and some folks voting help some people. The economy's not all that bad.
Well, even though they went against their own parameters of 2% inflation cap. So, yeah. Good morning, Roy. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is kids are not shown the farmhouse today. Every kid in elementary through middle and even into high school should watch that movie. It should be mandatory for all of our school systems.
I don't know if I'm familiar with Farmhouse. It was a movie?
I'm not familiar either.
I visited a farm when I was a kid. I got squirted by the cow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were the lucky one, huh?
It was probably me and two other kids got hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because I always thought, before that, all that stuff was manufactured right there in the supermarket. Good morning. Let's go to Jack. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is we waited so long to hear about these off-yourself pods, and we didn't hear about them until after the DNC. That should have been something that was outside of the DNC, hands down. I'm upset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they had the convention, you had your the abortion, rolling abortion clinic or whatever. And wasn't there another one where you could get vasectomies or something, those kooks? Yeah, you're right. They should have been wheeling around one of those pods. Let's go to Donnie. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I just wanted to correct Greg. They wouldn't say that Trump was wrong about where the sun rises.
Uh-huh.
Trump would be lying about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Not wrong, lying. Yeah, when everybody else, they never use that L word. That is interesting as well, isn't it? All right. Last chance, 877-975-9825 to get in for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you? Uh-oh. You lost him.
Yeah, that'll bug him. He got lost.
Hmm. All right, well, knowing
that. It's that time anyway.
We didn't get to our gas cans either. We'll save
that.
No,
we didn't. Yeah.
All right.
But they bug us.
Thanks for participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, school closures and tracking Helene. We'll give you the information that you need for the next couple of days anyway, right here on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on The Sky.
Nine. Comrade Harris.
Eight. It is my great honor.
Seven. We'll keep fighting.
Six.
Bring it on.
Five.
Full speed ahead.
Four.
You can always trust me.
Three.
We need to watch the vote.
Two.
The American people do have a say in this.
One.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.